Hello and welcome to the programme which looks at the Holy Land. I am Paul Calvert. Isaiah 40 verse 1 from the New King James Bible says this, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God." I'm here with Pushali Lass from Germany. Pushali, we're here at the site of the Nova Festival. What are your thoughts as you walk through here?
It's just heartbreaking, actually. It brings one to reflection and thinking, and I just noticed that there are still cigarette butts and glass pieces left, and I cannot even imagine what panic there must have been just running through the trees, knowing that there are terrorists running after you or killing people around you, and one moment you're partying and the next moment you're gone. It's just to me a surreal feeling to be standing here.
Can you describe what you can see here at the moment at the site festival?
Yes, it is the photos, like lots of poles with the photos of the people who were shot dead, or even I see some of the hostages' photos, and with just memorial candles and sort of poppy seed flower sort of little sculptures and lots of Israel flags and handwritten notes, as well as names and photos. So Israel has certainly done a huge effort to make sure that these people are not forgotten.
But there's so many pictures, aren't there? And they're all young people mostly as well.
Absolutely. That is something I just went and saw one picture and I thought, I'm not seeing it right, because it just says 1998 to 2023. And I'm like, wow, that person is young. And I'm thinking that that person is like two decades younger than me. And I'm like, such a young person losing life. I mean, all these people were young, except for maybe a few people whose pictures are here. Maybe they came to help and got killed in the process.
Now, you've came today down to the Gaza border communities. Why did you want to do this trip?
For me, it's very important to show the truth to the world. And that's why I also got a few friends here. And, you know, I've been doing Israel advocacy for quite some time, but I just feel no matter how much you tell people, people just either they don't want to know the truth or whatever. And I think it's the best way is for people to come and see things, what happened. And for me also, I mean, since October 7, I'm kind of like 24/7 busy with this topic, but for me to actually come here and hear from people and to see the streets where things happened, it's just totally different.
We're very close to Gaza at the moment. Were you not scared to come here?
No, not at all. Even right now, I'm actually not scared. Yeah.
What have you seen today?
Well, we've been to Sderot. That's also one of the towns that was attacked, and we heard about how many people got killed and how they were killed and the resilience of the people and people coming together, acting as real family, helping each other out. We've seen also a horrific sight, car park, where cars burnt to like beyond recognition, many of them. And yeah, so that was very moving. Can't even imagine like the level of depravity is not even a word, actually, like beyond evil, how anybody can be so evil to do something like that, kill, take out people, you know, families, young children in cars. It was just unbelievable.
Could you see the bullet holes in the cars as well?
Oh yes, loads of them, yes. And many of them, like, also just charred beyond recognition. Another thing, I saw a bundle of motorbikes, like, burnt motorbikes, and they belonged to the terrorists, we were told. And it was such a pre-planned, well-planned attack that we heard that many of the number plates, instead of the number plates, they had things written like, "You're too late," or something like that. I mean, this was just a well-thought...
Like a taunting, you mean?
Yes, like a taunting. And it was well-planned, because otherwise, who has a nameplate with that thing written? Written on it already. So yeah, that was just quite unbelievable. Yeah.
And you stopped at a bomb shelter and you got to have a look inside the bomb shelter. What did you see in the bomb shelter?
Yes, full of holes. There was not a single place which was not marked with bullet holes from all sides. And we went inside the shelter and then saw, well, now the Israelis have put flowers and cards and in memory of the people. So it was actually quite an unbelievable feeling to get into the bomb shelter and see how it is, because I've only seen it in pictures and videos. Yeah, and also it was very moving to hear from one of the guys, like a sniper, you know, Ariel, and he explained to us how he was fighting to kill the terrorists, but also to save his people. And within centimeters, I mean, the bullet just missed him. So yeah, it's to me all like, wow, just, yeah.
You've came from Germany here to Israel. Why did you want to come at this time, particularly when war is still on and still happening?
I think it's actually the best time to come and see everything, because A, I want to comfort people, as I take my aspect of my faith is really to comfort God's people in Israel, and especially the time where they are going through so much trauma. I was also in Israel in December, so I got to speak with many people, but I was mainly in the Jerusalem area. But this time I've come down to the sites where the massacre actually happened. So, yeah.
How is Germany at the moment when it comes to Israel?
Very mixed, I would say. So the government, thankfully, is pro-Israel, and they really mean it when they say that, you know, Germany with its past. So they have a very strong stand about supporting Israel, and Israel has every right to exist, of course. But the government, my state's government especially, is very, very clear about their stand, and they will do everything to protect the people also in Germany against the increased, like, I wouldn't even call pro-Palestine rallies. I would call them really anti-Israel and Jew-hate rallies. So, yeah, so the government is on the one side very pro, but there is a huge spectrum. You have, like, people who really love Israel and who can see, even whether you have any faith or not, but people who can really distinguish the right from wrong, and people can see what happened on October 7th was clearly, like, the biggest injustice, or, like, it was another Holocaust. But sadly, there are many people who are completely against Israel. I've lost also many personal friendships, actually, due to my stand on Israel, yes, which I find very, very sad.
Are you seeing a rise in anti-Semitism?
Oh, yes, like tornado speed rise in anti-Semitism, to be honest, yes.
Why do you support Israel?
It's because of my faith. I believe in the Jewish Messiah, and which, yeah, Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah. So it's very important for me to be connected to the Jewish roots of my faith. And I believe in the biblical prophecies that God will restore the land of Israel. God will bring the Jewish people from the four corners of the world and bring back his people to the land of Israel. Yes, so that's what I believe.
Do you think Jews today are seeing a good relationship with Christians?
Well, I'm in touch with a lot of Jews who I see definitely a positive trend, you know, so I think there is certainly an openness among, because they can see that there are so many evangelical Christians who've come to Israel to support the people of Israel because of their faith. So I think there is a positive trend. So they can see the love that Christians have for the people. I mean, not to say that they don't, you know, I think we should love all people, right? So, yeah, but I think there is a positive.
We're very close to posters of hostages, and we're very close to Gaza. What is your prayer at this time for the nation of Israel?
Yes, so I'm just praying that God will restore things, and all the ruined things will be restored in what way he knows. I certainly pray for the people in Gaza that God would do miracles, that they would come out of the oppression, years of oppression and tyranny. Yeah, and for the land of Israel, yes, peace, real peace to return, but first we need to get root out the evil. And there is no two ways of saying it, but Hamas and all the radical ideology needs to go. Until then, we cannot talk about peace, unfortunately.
Well, thank you very much for sharing today.
Yeah, you're most welcome.
Thank you for joining us today. Pray that God will move by his mighty power in the Holy Land and bring his peace.